Give an agent a hypervisor. I want to start with a picture because it is the whole talk in one frame. That is a virtual machine. The operating system is Calibri OS, written almost entirely in assembly, and it boots to a full graphical desktop in about 6 seconds. The game of Tetris in the middle was opened and played by a language model. It scored 11, not good, not zero. There is no automation script behind that. The model called tools, looked at what came back and decided what to do next. This is easier than it sounds because QEMU already speaks a machine protocol. QMP is JSON over a Unix socket, and it has been sitting there for years waiting for something to talk to it. So the project is an MCP server that maps it on a tools an agent can call. 33 of them, one detail matters more than the rest. Screenshots come from the frame buffer and keys go in as scan codes. Below the operating system, nothing is installed in the guest. So this works at a BIOS menu at a bootloader and on an operating system from 1998 that has never heard of you. Now the part I actually want to talk about. My first attempt to drive that desktop was a tidy sequence of keystrokes. Open the menu, arrow up to Game Center, press Enter. I sent it blind, the way you would write a shell script. The screenshot afterwards showed a dialog box. The highlight had not been where I assumed. The item I actually landed on was shut down, and the dialog was asking if I would like to reboot with Enter as the default. I was one keystroke from turning off the machine I was trying to drive. What saved it was not cleverness, it was taking a screenshot before pressing the next key. Look, act, look. Every time I skipped the second look, I got surprised. Got worse before it got better. Calibri OS ignores the device that lets you click an exact pixel, so the cursor had to be driven like a real PS2 mouse. Relative motion has no idea where it currently is, and the guest applies its own acceleration, so 100 pixels is not 100 pixels. The technique that worked is the one you would use in the dark. Shove the cursor into a corner until it stops, because now you know where it is. Move in small steps. Screenshot and check before you click. That took 15 rounds of trial and error, so I put it in the tool. The rematch cold boot to Tetris running took 2 calls. Do the fiddly thing once by hand badly. Then put the lesson in the tool so nobody does it by hand again. Then I had the code reviewed properly in the Margaret Hamilton style. 32 findings. Here is the worst one because it is embarrassing and because I think it is common. The tool that destroys a sandbox tells QEMU to quit, waits 10 seconds for the process to die, then deletes the disk. Listen to that again, it waits 10 seconds and then it deletes the disk. It never looks at whether the process died. If the virtual machine was wedged, the delete happened anyway, out from under a machine that still had the file open. And the delete itself called remove tree with ignore error set to true. That flag turns, I could not delete this, into silence. The function then returned destroyed true, unconditionally. It reported success without ever asking. Both problems are one if statement away from correct. That is why it is worth showing you. It is not exotic. It is the ordinary shape of a bug in code that waits for something. Once I started checking properly, the checking kept paying. An acceptance test against real QEMU found a bug in my own fix. 125 unit tests had missed it, because every one of them mocked the function involved. And the audit before publishing found my source distribution had swallowed the entire documentation site, node modules and all. 7,000 files, 71 megabytes for a package with 30 source files. Package versions are immutable once published, so that would have been permanent. Neither was found by writing code. Both came from checking what I had actually produced rather than what I meant to produce. So, you can give a language model a hypervisor and it will boot an operating system out of the Internet Archive and play Tetris in it. That part took an afternoon and it is genuinely fun. The part worth keeping is smaller. Both halves of this ran on one rule. The model has to look at the screen before it presses the next key. The code has to check the process died before it deletes the disk. Verify the thing you waited for, that is the talk.